Good phrases. Improve gender balance.
In the workplace.
Realistic.
Promote gender equality.
Were often treated unequally.
Gender stereotypes. BBC. Two television commercials have been banned in Britain due to gender stereotypes shown in the commercials.
Job applicants.
Feel respected and valued.
Build a friendly and fair working environment.
Teamwork.
Boost productivity.
Take different approaches to work.
Goal-oriented.
Pay more attention to details.
Male colleagues.
From a practical perspective.
It is unlikely that.
Attract job applicants.
Require great patience.
Attention to details.
Physically demanding jobs.
Construction workers and firefighters.
Equal employment opportunities. More employers today are committed to a policy of providing equal employment opportunities to job applicants.
Some people think that employers should employ equal numbers of men and women for all types of jobs. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
I agree that employers should improve gender balance in the workplace. However, I do not think that it is realistic for employers to hire equal numbers of males and females for all kinds of jobs. On the one hand, improving gender balance in the workplace can help to promote gender equality. In the past, male and female job applicants were often treated unequally due to the gender stereotypes that employers had. Nowadays, employers' efforts to hire equal numbers of males and females for a variety of jobs would make job applicants feel respected and valued, and help to build a friendly and fair working environment. Also, teamwork between men and women can boost productivity. Men and women often take different approaches to work. For example, male employees tend to be more goal-oriented at work, whereas female employees tend to pay more attention to details than their male colleagues. Therefore, a gender-balanced team can reduce risks and boost efficiency at work. On the other hand, from a practical perspective, it is unlikely that all types of jobs can attract equal or similar numbers of male and female job applicants. For example, some jobs, such as primary school teaching jobs, require great patience and attention to details. These jobs tend to attract far more female applicants than male applicants. By contrast, most of the applicants for physically demanding jobs, including construction workers and firefighters, are men. It would be difficult for employers to find enough applicants to fill the jobs on offer if they had to hire equal numbers of men and women for all these jobs. To conclude, although I believe that employers should try to provide male and female job applicants with equal employment opportunities, I do not think that it is realistic for them to hire equal numbers of males and females for all kinds of jobs.